personal growth, professional development, and many, many topics. Therefore, to start the show today, we are going to talk about something that is very important, and that important topic is you. What I need for you to know is that every person, once they are born, is writing a book, which is the story of their life. When you meet someone at a networking event, or you've been in a job interview, and they will often ask you to share something about yourself. Many people struggle with this today because they have not been able to define their life. They do not realize that they are actually telling a story. Well, we are going to confront this issue today. And the first thing that I need for you to know is that your story matters. You matter. And your story must be significant to you so that it can be significant to others. Remember, your story should inspire, connect, define your purpose, and paint a picture about who you are. The reason why this is so important is that we are the authors of our life, and it is up to us to tell a good story. Now, how can you do this? Well, you're able to do this by recognizing that you matter and by beginning to write and define your story. You write your story by placing yourself in the story. You know, the story is about you. You know, what have you accomplished? What have you overcome? How have you dealt with challenges? You recognize as you're writing this story that as you begin to recognize that you matter and that the story is significant, that you are beginning to maximize your life, living a life of purpose and significance. Now, it's not going to be easy, and it will require that we step outside our comfort zone. For me this year, it was creating an online course. It was creating a weekend MBA program. It was launching this podcast series. And so now that I have these goals behind me, I am ready to continue to write the story of my life, a life of purpose and significance. So what I want you to do is I want you to find a journal, find a tablet, and begin to write about the things that have happened to you in your life. Think about what you have overcome, the challenges that you have faced. And although you have faced some adversity, how you were able to pick yourself back up, dust yourself back off, and continue the fight. If you cannot find a journal, I have a beautiful one on my website at rbankshall.com, and it is designed to help you write your own story. And what I need for you to know that this story that you are getting ready to write is going to be the best book that you will ever read, because it is the story of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in to Maximizing Your Life with Dr.